The ukulele craze came on. This is 1922. I'm looking around. I see there's a little kid in the neighborhood named Herman Anderson. And there was another one who was a teacher. I think his name will come to me. His daddy was a mailman. He was like well-to-do, you know. He played the ukulele, played it beautiful. So I'm listening to him playing the ukulele. I saw my aunt had a ukulele, a banjo ukulele. And she's laying around the house. She wasn't doing it when she had bought it because ukulele was the craze in that period of time. So something told me, say, ask her if she want to sell it. I seen Harmon playing it, about my age, a couple of blocks from me. And this little boy around the corner, he was playing it. And he, so I said, well, I looked, I went and watched him, and I said, that ain't hard, moving your fingers, pressing down. So I asked her what she want to sell her ukulele. She said, yeah, I'll sell it. I said, what you pay for it? She said, I'll pay $12 for it. It was pretty good. Things wasn't that expensive like they are today. She said, well, I'll sell it to you for $8. I said, well, I ain't got it. She said, well, you have to pay me once a week. Give me 50 cents a week, or half, or a quarter a week. I said, okay, so I gave her $1, I think, and I owed her the rest. And I brought it to her until I finished paying her.